Pursue a dream, goal, passion, or any opportunity, and you will undoubtedly hear no in one form or another. The visceral experience of rejection can hinder your ability to thrive both professionally and personally. I have coached dozens of professionals who became paralyzed from repeatedly hearing no. Regardless of their experience and skills, their careers remained stagnant. No matter how hard they worked, how many people they networked with, nothing seemed to propel them to the next level. Perhaps you can relate to this rejection. There are times when your life pursuits may seem hopeless, pointless, profitless, or otherwise daunting conditions. Even in your darkest hour, you must firmly believe in your yes. In the city of Los Angeles, the mecca of glitz and glamour where dreams come true, the amount of rejection that it takes to achieve those dreams is never discussed. This observation is also consistent among other professions. Lawyers take pride in the cases they've won. Athletes celebrate their championships. Realtors toast when escrows close. Pharmaceutical reps are rewarded for their sales. No one brags about their losses. Sharing about our lack of success is not exactly a flattering social media post. Hashtag losing. However, in Michael Jordan's failure Nike commercial, he highlights his failures on the court, missing more than 9,000 basketball shots and losing nearly 300 games. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed, Jordan declares. Massive rejection. The more competitive the industry, the more massive the rejection. In covering the 90th Academy Awards as a commentator for BBC World News, I was reminded that only 90 producers have ever won the Best Picture Award, the most prestigious category of the Oscars ceremony. Yet, an estimated 500,000 movies have been produced worldwide. That is a 0.018% success rate. Even if we round up, there is a 0% chance that a producer will receive an Oscar for Best Picture. To catapult to success in your field, you must diligently navigate your no's. Throughout my entertainment career, I've had the opportunity to work as a talent agent and casting director. Getting signed by a talent agent is a hurdle even for talented actors. When casting an independent film, I rejected nearly 1,200 actors for just one role. Dishing out rejection daily is a significant part of the casting process that I respect. By always having to say no, I gained a new perspective on the word. When you hear a no, it's rarely personal. Don't take it that way. Rejection is a tool that teaches us, guides us, and sometimes redirects us to a path more aligned with our passion.